Hey, it's one of those mornings.
Morning, friends. Welcome back once again. The worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And you guys saw it on sale. You voted. It won. Vitamin C powder, the one and only. And I realized somebody emailed me yesterday as they asked me a question. And they were saying, what if I'm not used to high-dose vitamin C? What if I just want to, like, start off really, really, really slow? Really slow. And I'm like, whatever you're comfortable with, we tell you our doses, but that's up to you. And I said, the scoop is 36 scoops in here. Each scoop is 2,600 milligrams plus quercetin, herbidine, rutin. If they want to start off, like, 250 milligrams multiple times a day. And I said, you do that. Just like a tenth of a scoop. Easy to do.
Well, it's also, we got the same product in capsules. You can do that, too.
In capsules, right. But I said the powder's better as far as price point, how much you get. Mm-hmm. You get a lot with it. But again, you know my doses, I tell you. But if you guys want to do small doses, you can. Or you do the capsules at 600. There's all types of options. So that's why we're here at Health Master. If you need anything, you can call us up. 1-800-726-1834. We still answer the phones. But please make sure you're patient. Because if you call around, like, lunchtime, like everybody likes to do a lot of times, which is okay, you might be on hold because I don't have an entire staff in an India sweat box answering phones 24/7.
I wasn't going to start with this, so I'm going to start with
it. I don't know where we're starting with that one. I have some interesting health articles I'm going to be covering today. But yes, be sure to check that out. And make sure you vote for the product of the week. I did something yesterday.
What did you do?
I did something. I'm allowing the purple powder in a can to get voted on for product of the week.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
And I haven't put the products on sale because we haven't had enough of it to put on sale. We finally got our final shipment in yesterday for a while, and it was up for a couple hours now already. Okay. It's already gotten 94% of the votes.
You started it this morning, so I'm going to say something else.
I started about purple powder on sale?
No. About the guy in India answering telephones.
What did he do now? Somebody spam you?
No, this dude in India. Okay, he's a medical student. He's 22 years old, pre-med. He decided to develop a MAGA gun-toting bikini queen AI.
AI. So full AI. Okay.
I mean, completely and totally fake AI. She's in a bikini with a red, white, and blue, you know.
Doesn't exist. Full AI system. Okay.
Bikini.
That's not real.
No. Total wow. AI. Okay. Total and complete. I said, okay, don't you fuss at me because I'm showing you a girl who's an AI. She's not real. She's in a bikini. There you go.
It's fake.
It's fake. There's nothing real about her at all. Complete and totally fake. She's got thousands and thousands of followers, making a whole bunch of money every single month with this. She got pictures of her and Donald Trump, her holding Coors beers, her holding M4s, her walking with Donald Trump, and her wearing a uniform.
They're putting out there like she's involved in everything.
No. And they've got another picture of her and Donald Trump right here, and along with my stuff.
Did they ever disclose this was AI? Is this just a page somebody started?
He finally got busted, but he was making thousands and thousands of dollars a month.
Probably more than that.
And he said he was
going to pay. They probably gave her an OnlyFans,
too. He was paying his way basically through medical school. And he said, yeah, it was great.
He didn't disclose those AI.
He has now.
Oh, I bet he has now.
And, well, there are a lot of those on there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another one that's another type of OnlyFans page that they allow AI on there. And I'm going to say this to you again, and this is very important if you're in the dating scene. This is how they get money from you.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
It's going to get worse with AI.
Okay.
It's
going to get worse. And, you know, I told you last year I actually talked to a doggone AI digitally enhanced video girl. Okay, I was asking her questions, and she'd glitch. The whole thing would shake, and she had to reset herself and reboot herself because she couldn't answer the questions. And then they started asking me personal financial questions after that because she had proven to me, quote unquote, that she was real. She wasn't real. She was AI. And the sad part about this is it's getting worse and worse and worse in the dating world, Austin.
Well, if you want to go there, I'm going to go there too now.
Let's go.
Senior DH counter. Anti-terrorism official. You seen this now? We got a circus show, by the way. I thought under Biden it was a clown act, and it was. I thought when Trump got in he was going to try to make things slightly better. We've just gone a whole different direction of clown show. We went to the other side of the spectrum. You know, you had Richard Levine, cross-dressing homosexual. There's a tranny. And
Wasn't he HHS secretary?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, now we have individual. This is interesting. This just got brought up now. Senior Homeland Security counterterrorism official has now been suspended over sugar daddy scandal. Julia Vivaro, 29-year-old deputy secretary for counterterrorism. Deputy Secretary for Counterterrorism with DHS has now been suspended that she's been exploiting men on dating apps as basically sugar daddies. Now, Robert B. in the complaint alleged Vivaro swindled him out of $40,000 over the course of 3 months that began in January 2026. Now, here's the crazy part about this. He said, I'm not going to call the stuff he said on here.
No, look, I did not want a sugar daddy prostitution or relationship after spending 30 to 40,000 vacations, Cartier jewelry,
handbags,
various shopping trips.
Divorced business executive said. Now listen to this. Here's the part that really irks me. What they do in their own personal life and what they have to do, I really don't care. Here's the problem. She started exploiting her position at DHS to get more opportunities. She used her position at DHS to gain preferential treatment, such as bypassing TSA checkpoints at airports.
Scroll it up a little bit.
He claimed Vivaro leveraged her role in the agency to get through TSA at all times and escort the couple through international airports on trips, including to Aruba. She boasted she could use her position at DHS to get VIP access to the Winter Olympic Gardens where the two were planning a trip to Italy, and essentially a whole lot of other stuff on here. And she was on this site called Seeking. It's this website that I guess people use for dating, and she had multiple sugar daddy options going while she's been in this position as deputy assistant.
Well, some of these girls will do, they'll have four or five of these guys at once, and they rotate them. They talk to one this week, one the next week, one the next week. So be very careful if you're dating girls or women that are on these.
Or guys, spots. Too.
Yeah.
But the part that made me mad isn't just her nefarious behavior. It's the fact that she's in a position at this level of Homeland Security. And this is why I've said so many times that so many people in these positions need to be terminated. They're not being qualified. They're not actually being legitimate. Now, by the way, if you guys heard of this, we're now putting a new division together. $300 million budget to figure out why the government's spending so much money. I can't make this up. New agency just came out now. $300 million budget they're getting this year to figure out why we're losing so much money. We're wasting so much money.
Again, this reminds me, and I've mentioned this multiple times when I was in graduate school, they put committees together and they put groups together that work together to write these ridiculous papers that don't mean anything. And it's a giant waste of time. It's a boondoggle is all it is. The government is the same thing. The government is known for inept bureaucracy. By the way, it's not just the older guys that are dating the younger women. Here's another article. Angry young women are driving men into the arms of cougars. Oh, and this is from the Telegraph.
Talking about animals?
No, we're not talking about animals. Well, I guess you could call them an animal.
But
what's happening is these women are so mean that these guys don't want to date them any longer. So the guys are going into the older dating relationships or with these women. And there's another article that says millennial cougars and their 20-year-old boyfriends. And I look at this stuff and I think, you know, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I'm going to say something. And this is going to be not really an apology, but really kind of a clarification. I remember years ago, I had a few of my friends. This is before when Sharon was still alive. And they'd gotten divorced. And they were telling me, you know, the dating is like this. And 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 my response was, you need to do this. You do this. You do this. And pretty much all the advice that I had given them was wrong. It was wrong. Because until you get into a situation where you're actually dating in this crazy world we live in right now, and you're actually going out and trying to find somebody that's going to be beneficial for your life and you beneficial for their life, and you're going to have a reciprocal relationship, it's almost impossible. There's three fundamental principles of dating or being in a relationship. It's trust, respect, and reciprocity. And when a person breaks the trust, they break the respect, they break the reciprocity, what ends up happening is they destroy the dating relationship or the relationship in general. And it's very difficult to put it back together again. It really, really is. And so when I see this and I realize that there are so many people out there doing this kind of stuff right now, and they have AIs that are basically a gun-toting bikini queen exposes a complete AI fraud, milking lonely conservative men, I start to realize this ain't Kansas anymore, Dorothy. If you're listening to me, Dorothy, this is not it. Okay, we're talking Wizard of Oz here, of course.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, but it's just strange to me that there are so many people out there that are like this that are so desperate to have relationships, or they're so lonely that they're willing to give an AI chat box or whatever, a person who's a complete and total digital fake, money. Mind-boggling, Austin. I need to write a book on dating. You know, the two things with dating, you always remember this. Whoever cares the least about the relationship controls it. That's number one. That's from a friend of mine out west. And basically, opportunity will always shy away from need. If someone feels though you're desperate to go out with them, it ain't going to happen. You're not going to be in a relationship with them. Just let you know that. And remember, if you're in love with a girl, she's not in love with you, she's going to control you. Vice versa. If you're in love with a guy, he's not in love with you, he's going to control it. Whoever cares the least about the relationship controls it. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. It's just the way it is, the way it works. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that, you know, we have a situation in the United States in which, because of the Frankfurt School and what it's done to the people here in the United States, it has completely inverted everything that we have ever known about dating. The reality is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He needs to be ahead of the entire relationship. And then the man needs to be, you know, answerable to Jesus and to God. And the man is going to supposed to provide and protect for his woman, period. And the woman's supposed to take care of the kids. And you know, do the family chores and the family households, et cetera, et cetera. And the sad part about it is, in many cases, it doesn't work that way anymore. You put Satan at the top. You know, you want to go.
I have never oops. Gotten.
And you put Satan at the top. The guy basically is subjected, you know, to the bottom of the pile. And, you know, he's supposed to work and provide for the family, but he's just treated like complete and total trash all the time. And then everything's inverted. But this is what they always do, because the Bible says, in the latter days, that everything will be upside down. It'll all be inverted. And it's true, it is.
This is what's happened now with a lot of the aspects of the government and law enforcement and society, is the Hungarian dialectic with problem action solution. This is what they do behind the scenes. They create these monster problems. There's problems happening. Well, when you look back deep enough, you find out they created all the entire problem, fabricated at top, bottom, top, from the top down, 100%. Then they have, well, this the action we have to do. This is all going on. Then we have the solution to make you safer. You know, the Pentagon now is coming out and they're saying, because of the war in Iran, because of this massive conflict that's ongoing, all these things, the Pentagon needs a $1.5 trillion budget this year now. We need a $500 billion increase for the Pentagon because why? We've got to help you stay safer. It's for your protection, Dad. We need to pay more taxes so the Pentagon can drop another $500 billion to Israel and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon because, you know, it's for your safety. Because we got to go make sure we start more wars.
Beware of the military-industrial complex.
Well, yeah. And what's happened now in the state of Florida, Florida has been massively, massively, because I've been watching this scene, this talk to law enforcement, talk to legislators. They've been massively overfunding law enforcement for the last 10 years.
Oh, you guys, stay tuned. You're about to hear something you don't want to hear right now about the feral Florida Highway Patrol.
Well, no, they've been giving Highway Patrol massive, massive amounts of expenditures for the last few years. And now, and back in 2023, I told you guys this, they changed the entire construct of police chases in Florida. Listen to me now for a second here. Florida Highway Patrol, I talked to a Highway Patrol officer in 2024, and he said pretty much the new requirements for high-speed pursuits in the state of Florida was basically one page. They got updated. They said it used to be like 14 pages. Pretty much what it said was you can pursue for any reason at any time, anywhere you want, at any speed, and use any maneuver you need to, and there is no consequences whatsoever for Highway Patrol. Now, I'm paraphrasing that. It's legal jargon. Well, since they've done that now, Florida changed one rule, and chase deaths has tripled in just 1 year, including increase in Florida Highway Patrol deaths. A guy just died trying to do a pit maneuver and then went into another lane and ran into a pickup truck. FHP did. None of this is getting covered, by the way, anywhere.
Explain what a pit maneuver is.
Pit maneuver, well, if you see here the front of the car, you can use that photo as an example. They'll take the front quarter panel of usually an SUV or Dodge Charger, and they'll hit the back end of the car that they're pursuing. So as they're going like this, you see it, they'll come across, and what it does, it kicks your rear end out. Now, normally, if you're doing 5 or 10 miles an hour, it's something you just recover from. You spin out, you go sideways, you do whatever. Well, what they've done now is FHP has been given weapons-free access to do that at any point in time. So they can go in, and they did this, by the way, recently. They did a pit maneuver at 130 miles an hour on I-95. SUV flipped. Everybody in the vehicle died. Dead. There's like two people in there. The guy had a worn out. Well, the issue is now everybody's a criminal in the state of Florida. So if you're doing 100 on the interstate and speed limit 70, which the average speed on Interstate 95 is about 95 miles an hour. So if you're doing, say, 5 or 10 miles an hour over the flow of traffic, you now get caught, you go to jail. So now people are scared. They don't know what to do. They panic now every time they see FHP because they're afraid FHP is going to kill them, flat out. Now FHP is killing everybody that tries to do anything.
They'll kill everybody.
They've killed three times the amount of people they did just 1 year before that. And so what's happened is now, so here's the Hungarian dialectic. You're waiting for me for my segue on this. Over the last 8 years, the state of Florida law enforcement agencies have been begging and chomping at the bits to get drone approval. They've been working on pilot programs for years now. Now, last week, April 1st, full funding, full approval for all drone use at all times in the state of Florida for law enforcement has now gone viral. And FHP chief, though, he said, we're not going to use drones for speeding enforcement. You just be, guys, we would never do this. We wouldn't do it. We would never do it. But we're thinking about doing it. We're going to let you know how it pans out now over the next month because they said we're working on getting, we're not going to issue tickets. We're not going to issue tickets with drones. But we are going to fix them with speeding cameras and we are going to fix them with radar so they can monitor traffic control. Don't worry about that. Just stand by. Now, here's an interesting article. This is basically what, this is Kissimmee. I want to play this for you guys. I want you guys to hear this.
They went to the Kissimmee Police Department to see how officers are using this new technology.
KPD is flying high.
Attention. Please exit the area immediately.
Within the last month, the agency started using drones at emergencies and crime scenes.
They are assigned to our patrol officers so that every shift, day and night, so 24/7 coverage, and these allow us to kind of have a force multiplier to provide our officers and our citizens with safety.
St. Cloud debuted its drones as first responder program last year. In Orlando, a drone tracked down a suspected burglar trying to escape on a roof. And in Lady Lake, a drone was crucial in saving the life of a man with dementia after he wandered into the night, the drone finding him in minutes.
And instead of driving around the house hoping for luck that we could find someone in the neighborhood, we use the drone because it's more efficient to find people.
So these aren't the drones that a hobbyist might fly. They can be up off the ground within minutes, and they even have the capability of being flown remotely.
But there are restrictions. Police need a warrant to use a drone to gather evidence or information, but they can fly without one for large crowd monitoring if there is suspicion of immediate danger, potential destruction of evidence, or a need to prevent property damage. They can't
I had to laugh when they do that. Well, they can't gather evidence. They can't spy on anybody. But if they feel like they need to do it for any reason whatsoever, they can basically do it. That's what they were saying there.
What this is.
Yeah, here's what you notice they did here. We found an older man with dementia. We saved his life. Don't you want to save an older man with dementia's life that got lost? You don't? Well, you're a grandpa killer, you neo-Nazi fascist skinhead. You don't want drones to save old people's lives? What is wrong with you? There's a burglar on the roof. It could have been your roof. We found it. We saved your life. We saved your family's life. It's for your protection and safety. That's how they always spin it every time.
They're going to dust off a Nazi with this.
Oh, I guarantee you they will.
We found another Nazi with a drone.
We found a neo-Nazi racist skinhead that was about to kill an entire family of elderly people at a, you know, basically a nursing home.
Like the neo-Nazi who was shooting people down to the pyramid down in Mexico. What they're doing is they're gaining evidence.
That's exactly what they're doing.
All this is evidence to be used against you in a court of law. That's all this is.
What they're doing is they've expanded the program now because it was pilot programs, certain agencies now. Every law enforcement agency in Florida is now getting funding, not just approval, funding to get up between 8 to 12 drones and been plus more each year, depending on how effective they are. And again, what they said here earlier, we're not going to use them to issue citations or, you know, to basically gather evidence. No, they're just going to use it to spy and data log everything in AI algorithm, and then they basically go back in and reread it whenever they want.
That's not what they're going to do. They're going to set them up with non-lethal. They can inject you or stun you or all kinds of other
although
stuff.
Although 100%, they'll start using them with less lethal soon for crowd control.
Yeah.
And they'll say also for barricaded subjects.
Well, that's how
SWAT.
No, that's how it starts.
SWAT already got approval for that
years
ago.
I mean, Israel already has these that are autonomous. We've already seen that.
And they're armed.
And it's called Lavender. Lavender.
Yeah.
And they can do whatever they want. They by the way, they carry missiles.
They won't. And here's the next phase. And they
real missiles.
That they've already said they're going to do if this program continues to get funded. See, right now they're saying that officers can use them remotely, right? They're not just going to have officers using them remotely. All the UAV drones we use in the U.S. military, most of the large ones, the Reaper drones, the big ones, we don't have somebody sitting outside with a little remote. We have full drone operation rooms in the U.S. Air Force that basically can operate these things from across the globe.
Oh, and by the way, and this is something that you'll find interesting, you know, when you become a pilot, when you first start flying, you have to log in a little logbook to tell you how many hours that you have as far as, you know, from the left seat to right seat, if you're in pilot in charge or whatever, and you keep track of this, and that's how they control, you know, your training. And guess what? If these military people have this training on these seats that are basically flying drones on the other side of the world, they get full pilot hours, Austin, in their logbook.
Oh, yeah.
I had one guy that I talked to. He had 20,000 hours on drones.
Well, no, what they're going to do is, and they've already hinted at this. They have not come out and said it yet. They're not going to have them just for law enforcement to use, it seems. They're going to have drone centers where they're going to have LEOs or whoever's operating them with their license as, and they're going to start operating these things from a center that they can fly all the way around all the time. They'll have an entire department area designed for drone operations. They're already working on this right now, so they can have 10 to 15 to 20, 30 drones encompassing the town at all times to monitor everything with facial recognition. Everybody goes, that's crazy, Austin. Did you really think we were going to have drones at local PDs wandering around monitoring people 15 years ago? No. You wait for it to go this way. And this is why I have a problem when you start seeing stuff like, well, the Defense Department needs another $500 billion. The problem with this, and you talk to anybody in the military and anybody in finance in the military, once you get more money, you have to figure out how to maintain that money and continue getting more money. It means you have to justify your own existence. Meaning when they come in to do an audit and you have 500 wrenches that still haven't been used in the U.S. Air Force when they do inventory of equipment, which I've talked to guys have told me this, the uppers will come in and say, all these tools have to be gone. Gone. If we don't show that these tools are gone, we won't get the same amount of money for them next year. So dump them in the dumpster. They said, oh yeah, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tools, will throw them in the dumpster, never to be seen again, so they can keep the budget going. They are figuring out ways to justify their own existence. That's why now, at the beginning, in the middle of this year, once the super speeder law has had a one-year time span on it, the state of Florida law enforcement, has now said they're going to figure out how much money every agency needs based on how many arrests they made so they can increase their budget up. All these agencies are chomping at the bits to make more money. So how do you make more money as law enforcement? You make more criminals. That's the only possible scenario.
You know, I have a friend of mine who got stopped on the super speeder law, and he was speeding. There's no doubt about that. But the police officer, and it was basically in an area where there were no driveways, et cetera. And the crazy part about it is that the police officer's hiding behind a wall, and he sees the guy, clocks him, and then goes at him head on. And, you know, and basically slams on his brake and misses the guy's car by inches. And the crazy part about all of this is the police officer was acting in a more reckless fashion than the person was who was speeding.
That's happening a lot now with FHP, clearly.
Yeah.
So somebody's doing 80 on the interstate. They've got a warrant out for an unpaid, you know, traffic ticket. FHP lights them up. Person panics. They're scared. They don't know what to do. They're having a rough day. Maybe they're on Xanax. I don't know. A lot of pharmaceuticals make you go crazy. Well, that person spazzes out. I'm like, gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm getting pulled over. I don't want to go to jail. Ah! They punch the gas. FHP goes, oh, this is fantastic. Another chase. This is going to be great. Pushes the guy up to 100, 110, 120. Pit maneuvers him. The car hits the guardrail. Flips. Everybody dies. We got him. He had a warrant out for unpaid speeding ticket.
We're sorry that the four kids in the car all died, too. That's sad. But that's what but he shouldn't have been speeding.
That's right. And so the unbridledness of law enforcement, when you start giving them unchecked funds and unchecked power, is a problem. Anybody that I've talked to sometimes, it's crazy to me how many people support stuff like this that violates your civil liberties based on the guise of being safe. Meaning, it's for your safety and protection. You don't want to find elderly people that have gotten lost with drones? What are you, nuts? You sicko? You need to be locked up. Law enforcement should be able to do anything they want with drones at all times. That's how they get you to approve your own, basically, bondage. And that's why I always try to think on both sides.
Well, it's like you said, they show us an old man being found out in the bushes.
That's what the video
was.
They see
somebody crawling on the roof.
Senile.
And everybody's going, yes, great, I love this.
Yeah, he's a prowler. He's a burglar. Okay, sure, it was used for that operation. How many other operations are going to be used for to violate civil liberties? That's the question.
Talk about violation. I watched a movie. It was violation. It was horrible movies. One of the Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Unbelievably awful movie.
That's like one of the last ones, isn't it?
No. The last ones are the worst. I walked out of that last one he did. But this is the one where the guy's got the beating heart in the chest somewhere else, along with Davy Jones or whatever. The movie was so awful. It was unbelievable.
First one was good.
Yeah, the first one was good. This one was like yuck.
They made like eight of them or something.
Well, you got to remember, there used to be an old TV show on called, it was called Family Days or something like that, or whatever it is. And Happy Days or whatever it was. It was with the Fonz, Henry Winkler. And they got to the point, they've been on the air for so long that they didn't know what to do anymore. So finally they've got him skiing out in the bayou, jumping sharks.
Just, there's no more content.
No, there was that bad. And so the key is, they always say, when something's really bad, they're jumping sharks. It carried with it. So everybody knew it was, and that was the end of Happy Days. It was the end of it. Oh, yeah, because everybody was like, this is awful. Well, that's the way the movie was last night, because, you know, these are pirates and they're piracy and there's only so much you can talk about them, which now brings me to Navy Secretary John Phelan. You like to segue? Left in the late departure of top defense leader. And I guarantee you there's a high probability the reason he left is because they're asking him to do piracy. The Navy.
Yeah, well, no, we're getting in that realm now. We're starting to board all these ships and seize.
We're seizing, I mean, for no reason.
International waters.
In international waters. I mean, if that's not piracy, then I don't understand the definition of piracy. And so, Phelan had enough of it. He's leaving in the latest departure of a top Defense Department official. Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving his job. The Pentagon abruptly announced Wednesday the first head of a military service to depart during President Donald Trump's second term, but just the latest top defense leader to step down or to be ousted. No reason was given for the unexpected departure of the Navy top civilian official. Stop piracy. There's a reason. Coming to sea service has imposed a blockade of Iranian ports and is targeting ships linked to Tehran around the world during a tenuous ceasefire in the war. Another Trump loyalist is taking over as acting head of the Navy, Undersecretary Hung Hayu. I shouldn't do that. I apologize. Hung Kao. I don't know how to pronounce it. I spoofed it. I shouldn't have spoofed it. I'm sure that's his real name. Hung Kao. I'll stop. A 25-year Navy combat veteran who ran unsuccessful campaigns for the U.S. Senate and House of Virginia. Phelan's departure is the latest in a series of shakeups of top leadership at the Pentagon, coming just weeks after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fired the Army's top uniformed officer general, Randy George. Hegseth also has fired several other top generals, admirals, and defense leaders since taking office last year. You know, the thing about it is that when you have a person who's a general and they don't want to listen or they don't want to play the game or they don't want to be indicted, you laugh at a hunko hoo ha. Yeah. And what ends up happening is you get into such a, you make me laugh. You get into a situation where they start doing whatever they feel they need to do. And
that's exactly what happens. You know, they start operating on the whatever their accord
is. But the Navy also has maintained a heavy presence in the Caribbean, where it has been part of a campaign of strikes against alleged drug boats, some of which were not. It also
we're even sued now international law because of that. Mm-hmm. Those two guys, their families are suing them now. They got attorneys in Florida that are suing them because they're saying, please present the evidence that you have that deemed an execution in maritime law.
That doesn't
they
exist.
Said you are this guy was a husband, the other guy was a son. Now, I don't know what they were doing. You don't know what they were doing. I don't know if they had drugs in the boat. I don't know if they had shrimp in the boat. All I know is the U.S. government said we found people running dope on thermal FLIR from a drone, airstrike, dead. And I told you guys that when all these stinking hardcore MAGA supporters were going, yeah, kill them all. They're running dope.
What dope are they running?
Well, they got drugs.
What drugs?
They got drugs. They're bad people.
According to who?
Well, the military. Oh, that's, well, gosh. U.S. government would never lie to us, would they? They had to have a justifying reason for this Venezuela, that whole thing. And so when you start having this ideology that, oh, by the way, we see people out in the water. I don't know if they're fishing. I don't know if they're dumping coke. We're going to blow them up. That's a precedent, guys, that you can't come back from. And that was a problem they started doing that. And that's why
The head guy from Navy said enough.
He stepped out of that too. So we're done. I'm done. I'm not going to be involved in this. Because it's funny. Because the problem is, here's what they do. You have these upper guys in the Pentagon that will approve stuff. The problem is, they always say crap rolls downhill in the military. Somebody at some point is going to get hit with the crap. Nobody wants to touch it.
Well, here's what happens. You got somebody out on the bayou singing the song, Pontoon Boat. They're dancing a little bit on the pontoon boat, and all of a sudden, Navy sides, huh, Hellfire missile. They're singing, they're out of key.
We heard them. We heard them from 50,000 feet up with our drone. And they said something anti-Semitic.
I love that little song, Pontoon Boat. They were dancing in that one in the cube. It was so cute. But it was so funny. All of a sudden now we got a pontoon boat that's doing 2 miles an hour in the bayou. We're going to hit with a Hellfire missile. Because they might be running drones.
Well, no, there's dope on the boat. Did you find it?
They actually may have been dope on that boat.
Well, no. But where's the evidence now?
Yeah, where's the evidence?
Where's the evidence to convict somebody of the death penalty on international waters? That was the whole point that I got. It's funny. Here's what's funny. Here's the irony part. We have the ability, manpower, and efficiency to literally start stopping tankers all across the entire globe in international water, board them, and seize their entire tanker. But, man, we couldn't figure out how to use our Navy or our National Guard or our Coast Guard to stop a fishing boat that had dope in it. Couldn't possibly stop them, detain them, find out what drugs they have, find out who they are. No, we just airstrike them. But we could stop any tanker we want, board them, and seize it at any point in time.
Let's go another notch. You know, we have the ability to do all that, but we can't stop the Lolita Express flying over there to Jeffrey Epstein's island next to it, and then helicopters coming back over across open water.
Or we can't find anybody to prosecute that basically were molesting young kids.
Well, they don't date
it. They exist. Epstein trafficked nobody to nobody. Nothing happened.
Now they're saying that Ghislaine Maxwell will be pardoned by Trump before he leaves office.
Oh, I believe that 100%. Because we know why she kept her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Kept her mouth shut. She did what she was supposed to do as far as what they wanted her to do. I wish she would have ratted on everybody.
But she should be dead.
If she didn't run her mouth, they won't. She's beside.
By the way, Dave Wilkerson died yesterday. It's a big deal. He's a ufologist.
Yeah.
He was the one that basically was on that ancient astronaut theory over and over and over again. He came out with a text here a little bit ago, and he goes, what's going to happen when people finally realize that God is real? You know? And now you think about it for a second. He also said he was not, absolutely not, you know, suicidal, but yet he put a gun to his head, supposedly, and shot himself. He goes, I plan on living. I'm not suicidal at all. I'm just concerned about what happens when you prove God is real. Isn't that interesting? He's another one that died. And then we had another girl die also. And she basically, another scientist, and she was working on anti-gravity technology. And she basically has been found dead now. And now it's going on saying the death and disappearance of over 12 top scientists have mystified the nation. Now chilling claims have come to light about the death of Amy Estridge, a 34-year-old researcher working on anti-gravity technology, which was first done and developed by an Austrian, if you can believe that, back in the 30s. I think his name was Schumacher, I believe it was. I can't remember. In fact, I posted the article. It says, Exploring Anti-Gravity Research in the Speculative German Wartime Projects in Electromagnetic Propulsion Concepts. You know, the Germans make a lot of neat things.
Yeah.
They really do. I mean, they make a lot of neat stuff. Sometimes it gets
slow. We've made a lot of neat things.
I guess we have, haven't we? But that was his name. I'm pulling up here. And so it was funny because he started back in the 30s, and he was working in Germany and in Austria, and he was actually way ahead of his time. And, of course, they had the Glocke and a lot of other things that were out there and UFO technologies. And so it's funny to me that, you know, we're now finally realizing that this stuff is very, very, very real. The problem is they don't want us to know it's real. They don't want us to know that these entities are real, and they don't want us being involved with any of this stuff. And it's funny now that it's hitting so much mainstream media, Austin, because so many more people are out there that are working with this stuff and realizing that, you know, we are not alone in this universe. And we have told you that repeatedly, and the Bible has told you that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. His name is Victor Schauberger, S-C-H-A-U-B-E-R-G-E-R. He was an Austrian inventor who had worked to center around the principles of energy and vortex motion. And I watched a video on him one time on YouTube, and it was excellent. And he was way ahead of his time, not to mention all the people that have learned how to levitate objects using electrogravity, which is easy enough to do. I mean, they do it with the trains, Austin, all the time, maglev trains.
Yeah.
They use the magnetic trains, and they force the rails up, and they make them a lot lighter than they are, and they get to high speeds. See that in Japan. And so we have that technology to do a lot of stuff that we don't talk about in the mainstream press because it's basically classified. And apparently some of these scientists have discovered a lot of this stuff they've been told is real. A lot of it's been basically a lie. And they're starting to talk to each other, probably on forums, I would think. These people were all talking to each other and comparing notes. And they said, can't do this. You got to go now.
Weeds.
Got to go.
Weeds got to go.
Got to pull the weeds.
Got to pull the weeds.
But I hate to see this guy go. And I mean, he said, what happens when you prove God is real? And my condolences to his family. I thought, was a really nice guy. I thought he always did a good job. He was always very, very stable. David Wilcock dead from an apparent suicide 2 days after posting video warning about how it is scary that scientists are going missing and how he's posted normally, how he is not suicidal. You may recognize him also. You may have seen him before on Ancient Astronaut Theory.
Seen a little bit of him.
Yeah. But so
I got kind of cover. I'm going to cover here. I'm really, really been trying to get people to watch what they eat more, especially with glyphosate.
Oh,
there's an article that we have posted about 2 years ago on glyphosate. And because there's a new gigantic lawsuit against the EPA that is going viral now for good reason. And glyphosate with Roundup, the weed killer, I can't tell you how bad this stuff is as far as in the food supply. It's getting worse. It's getting much worse, actually. And this is why I've recommended so many people, make sure you're trying to get locally grown food from the co-ops if you can. If not, try to get organic. You've really, this stuff is having such a problem with aspects of the gut and rotting the gut.
Colorectal cancer.
Colorectal cancer. It's an article. You just said young adults now. No history of this problem are not coming down with colorectal cancer. And a lot of it's tied into, I think, with the suppressed immune system with the COVID shot. But besides that, it's the glyphosate because the research has shown how it rots the gut. Here's an article that Harrison wrote for me 2 years ago. And it was at a fundamental level. Glyphosate is a variation of glycine, the simplest amino acid. So what happens is, I did not realize this because I was reading this article again, because it says glyphosate is a glycine amino acid with an extra molecule group attached to it. It's an amino acid, the building block of all proteins. The body's cell uses amino acid in the process called glycine-glyphosate substitution, which glyphosate is incorporated in your proteins instead of glycine.
I forgot that.
Yes, I remember it either. So what happens is, it's almost the same way that iodine and fluorine or fluoride or hydrofluoric acid are both halogens. The body sees iodine and the body sees fluoride as the same as it absorbs them through and the thyroid screws the thyroid up. So the way it works in plants is that basically this enzyme is necessary for plant survival. It kills that enzyme. So in like plants, humans cannot make phenylalanine or tryptophan internally, so we just get exclusively through diet. Mostly plants. Therefore, Monsanto claims that glyphosate is safe for us because humans don't have an EPSC synthesis enzyme. Here's the problem. Glyphosate is larger than glycine. It makes sense because glyphosate is glycine with another attached molecule. Here's the difference. If the cell accidentally uses glyphosate instead of glycine, the extra phosphate group fills up the glycine's pocket, blocks the active site, and the cell's glycine pocket cannot receive glycine. So you start having a massive glycine, basically, deficiency. This also then turns in collagen. This is how tied into it. 80% of the body's glycine is used for protein synthesis and also for collagen. 80% of glycine that you get. Collagen is one of the most abundant proteins in the body. This is why it's so important with this stuff. You got to keep your diet on a regular basis here. It says collagen's triple helix structure creates water bridges that supports hydrated, healthy collagen tissue. It says, especially when glyphosate is substituted by glycine, collagen's triple helix structure loses integrity and elasticity and becomes compromised. Joints and tendons lose their cushion. So collagen production is virtually blunted when glyphosate starts entering the body. This would make sense. That's why the colon can't rebuild itself, because the colon lining is almost all collagen. So the glyphosate rots the gut by preventing the body from forming new collagen and utilizing collagen in the digestive system. This is a big deal, why it makes more sense now. I'm trying to bring this in really, really, really simplistic terms.
Well, here's the article. New young cancer bombshell. Rectal cancer deaths are accelerating and all-time high in millennials. The signs to watch out for is striking earlier and killing faster.
Yep.
And this is a horrible way to die.
But it makes sense if you can't use glycine because you've got glyphosate in your system.
80% of your glycine usage is for collagen production. Now, here's my theory, and I'm not making a single claim on this. It would make sense theoretically if your body has been exposed to a lot of glyphosate and you're glyphosate toxic, meaning your glycine receptors are plugged up with glyphosate. A, first off, cut the crap out of your diet. Ultra-processed foods, glyphosate, all that stuff. Make sure it does not have Roundup in it. And start using high doses of collagen, would it make sense that the body could start repairing its digestive system, Dad? If you stop drinking, start eating the glyphosate, get out of your diet.
Let's scroll it back a notch, all right? We got to go back one notch. Got to go back to the COVID shot.
Yep.
The COVID shot contained Simeon 40 in it.
Correct.
It was an anti-basically immune system product that basically was reducing the body's immune system to fight off cancer. That's why we've had turbo cancer. There's so many people who've been injected with that sludge. That's number one. Number two, now we have Trump increasing the amount of glyphosate being produced and Kennedy signing off on it, right? Unbelievably poisonous mess. And we have a situation in which now we find out that glyphosate is being substituted for glycine and we can't have proper.
Stops collagen production.
Now remember, the epithelial cells in the intestinal tract turn over every 72 hours. Can't do that anymore. So suddenly you got these old, worn out cells. Now here's what happens. And now you're ingesting more and more glyphosate because you're eating all that bread all the time.
Yep, okay? Pasta, bread.
And you're choking down sodium nitrite by the handfuls. We talked about that yesterday.
With luncheon meats,
bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs. That forms, when it reacts with stomach acid, forms what's called a nitrosamine. And that basically is one of the top causes of colon rectal cancer with nitrosamines. So now you throw all this perfect storm in here, and now you have all these young cancer bombshells coming out with these young people. And because they're eating, they've been raised exclusively on glyphosate bread their entire life. Now let's throw one more notch in it. A lot of people eat very little fiber.
Yep.
And that's one big problem that people have on these high-protein diets. They stop eating vegetables. They stop eating fiber. And so they have a slowed-down fecal transit time. In other words, instead of the food going through you within 12 hours, it takes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 days to go through you. And so your colon starts getting toxic. It talks about that in this article. And what ends up happening is then the portal vein is trying to reabsorb the blood and the water from the colon, right? Because it's got the veins going back into the liver, and you toxify your entire body. So now, here we go. You have a toxic body. You end up with parasitic infestations in your colon,
yep.
Parasites. Now you get parasites in your blood, parasites in your liver. Suddenly the parasites start putting out compounds that cause cancer, and now you can't produce new epithelial cells because you're not having enough glycine absorbed, and you're not getting enough collagen, and you continue this onslaught with the diet that you're eating until your body says, I give up, I quit, and I get cancer.
You made a comment I want to address. A lot of adults, even my age, especially your age, glyphosate was never introduced into actual crops until the late 90s, and it was not used in widespread adoption of pre-harvest spraying, applying glyphosate to dry crops like wheats and oats for harvest until 2006. Exactly what you just said.
20 years ago.
We've got now young adults.
It's full generation.
Their entire life from birth has been on glyphosate. There's a study that just came out now. Why the EPA is getting sued.
Yep. He said spraying. What they do with wheat, oats, and corn, about a week before they harvest, it takes about a week for glyphosate to kill the roots because it stops nutrient absorption. They take crop dusting planes and they spray the fields with glyphosate to kill all the plants to basically make it harvest easier.
It's a desiccant.
It's a desiccant. It dries it out. It makes the combines go over the crop more efficiently and they get a higher yield per acre. So if it costs them $2 to spray the acre with glyphosate, they may get another $4, $5, or $10 worth of crop yield out of it. The problem is all that food, the oats, the wheat, the corn, is all soaked in glyphosate. So now whatever you do with those products, the kind of breads or pastries or whatever you make, is soaked in glyphosate.
Yeah.
And so these people now from 20 years ago that were raised on this trash, that's all they've ever had, and their bodies are basically shot. Then they took the COVID shot on top of everything else. This is eugenics. They know exactly what it does. They don't care because the boys that breathe free air, those pieces of crap, those Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, saw another one the other day with a big red string around his wrist. All these guys care about is money, 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 and
that's
greed.
That's all they care about. If you ever meet somebody or you have to do business with somebody and they brag about certain things and they always have their little red thing on their wrist, you'll see it. You'll pick it up. You'll see it as soon as you shake their hand. A lot of times they wear it on their right hand. They wear it on their right wrist most of the time. So when they shake your hand, you see it because it has to be known. Essentially what that is
It's supposed to scare off demons.
That's what they're allegedly supposed to do. What it's also supposed to do is allow other people that are involved in that to be known as kind of like the Mason rings that people wear. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is now everything's about money, and now the environmental group, the EPA, has been violating federal law by failing to respond to a petition how current glyphosate levels in oats are putting children and babies at risk, according to the lawsuit filed Tuesday. In 2018, two rounds of EWG commission lab testing found widespread glyphosate contamination of all foods containing oats and basically corn. Cereal, pasta, wheat, oats, all of it's contaminated with glyphosate. All of it. EWG commission lab testing, an independent lab testing, tested it. Every cereal brand on the market, every oatmeal brand on the market had high levels of glyphosate. Exactly what he was just saying. So we have now a younger generation that has been brought up now exclusively on glyphosate-ridden foods. Then it comes back to the aspect of how it works, and it fills the glycine receptor. So what happens is these kids have not been able to basically grow, develop properly with proper collagen formation. Joints start getting basically, start having issues with all this arthritic conditions in their 20s. They start having all these autoimmune problems, start having those digestive problems, all these allergy problems, and nobody can figure it out now. Because I get younger and younger customers constantly asking me health problems now that don't even seem like it would be normal for a 25-year-old to have this problem unless they've just been massively abusive to their body, and a lot of them haven't. So this is one of the reasons why I tell you again, this goes back to make sure you're being aware of what your kids are eating, guys. You can't sit there and do the same thing, knowingly put toxins in a body, knowingly do it for years and years on end and never even give it a break. It's bad enough. You got some toxins in your body. I've told you before, somebody's having, you know, a Christmas party. You know, you're going to have a couple drinks that time down here, whatever. Drink some GHI cleanse, have some NAC with it, have some collagen with it. You'll be fine. Your body will detoxify it. But you can't put toxins in your body every single day and never give it a break. And that's the problem with glyphosate. When it starts being ridden on all mainstream food and ultra-processed food, and that's what your kids are eating every day is cereal. I don't even have cereal in my house. My kids honestly think cereal is a dessert. They think cereal is a dessert. That's what they think.
And if you had cereal, it would be organic.
It is. I've had it before. I've got like full certified, and I still don't trust it.
It's swine fatting feed.
That's all it is. It's oats with sugar, and then people put, I don't, we get certified raw milk, which you can get down here in the state of Florida. Then they put ultra processed milk on top of a bunch of carbs and sugar. You get a bunch of processed fat that you can't even digest because the milk's been so overheated, ultra pasteurized, with a bunch of glyphosate, with a bunch of corn or oats, and a bunch of sugar. Exactly what he said. That's what they give the pigs to feed them up before they weigh them to sell them, saying slaughter for basically get a higher yield out of them.
If you look at swine fattening feed and you look at the amount of percentage of carbohydrates and fats and proteins, it's about the same as cereal.
Exact same thing.
By the way, here's some of the symptoms. You can have an iron deficiency because of the internal bleeding. That's a problem. Experiencing bloating, abdominal pain.
What is it referring to as far as glyphosate toxicity?
It's talking about rectal cancer.
Oh, okay.
With rectal cancer in particular, feel like you haven't completely emptied your bowels is a warning sign. He said if you have a change in bowel habits, constipation, diarrhea should never be ignored. A narrower pencil-thin stools with no clear cause. This would be an indicator a tumor is obstructing the colon or rectum. You know, Farrah Fawcett had this, and she died from this too. And so it's just a big deal with people, that, you know, especially when these top Hollywood people start getting this stuff, you start realizing it doesn't matter who you are, you can die from it. It's just really important. The James Vanderbeek, he died earlier this year at 48 years old from a colorectal cancer. It's just people don't understand that this
Elvis
is serious.
Died from that too, didn't he?
No, Elvis had a heart attack, but when they now supposedly, and I read the research on this now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. I wasn't there when they died, when they took Elvis and they autopsied him, his colon weighed 60 pounds of feces. And they think
what happened? Robert Bauman was.
Well, he was taking opiates.
Where they plug you up?
Opiates plug you up quick. That's why that's one of the things they do when you're in a hospice. If you're in extreme pain, they know they can give you opiates at the end because you know it doesn't matter if your bowels plug up because you're on your way out anyhow and you're about to check off the planet and go to heaven or wherever you're going to go. And so it's one of those deals. So you got to realize that you know you've got to be really careful with your bowel movements. You got to make sure they go. We've got a great product called Atrialo or whatever.
Atrialo,
cheap product. It works great. And you can take that with magnesium glycinate, you know.
Or you take high dose of vitamin C. That'll work too sometimes.
You build up a tolerance to that.
You build up a tolerance to that, though.
But any kind of antioxidants you put in your body.
body are going to reduce the risk of cancer, yeah, supposedly, absolutely, according to the research that I've read.
That's what I talked about yesterday with the vitamin C research they've been showing there.
So be very, very careful. Make sure you have a bowel movement at least twice a day. It's not twice a week. It's not once a month. It's every day, twice. That's really, really important. And it's just a lot of people tell me when they use the purple sticks in the morning, it creates a map that they have to run out after use bathroom.
That's the green tea extract.
Well, whatever. But that's good, though.
It's good for you, though.
If it cleans you out, it cleans you out. So that's good. So just be very, very careful with your bowels and your bowel habits. And if you need to, you know, go on a GHI cleanse. That's really, 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 really good.
Well, I told you the other day, one thing that I've been curious about, and I'll do this on next GHI fast because I do them usually a couple times a year, 3 days of GHI cleanse only. I'm going to add straight collagen into that formula again to allow for better health recovery.
Since we're doing health on stuff right now, let's talk about PSA. You know, a lot of guys have issues with their prostates.
Remember, the new prostate support's back in stock, by the way. I'll let you guys know that. I've sent emails out on it. It was back ordered. You guys will have it now because it's shipped out. We sent everything as fast as we could. Our formula, which works great, prostate support, it's on the shelf, ready to go. All the auto ships are already caught back up. Everything's ready to go on it. So if you need it, it's there, ready to go.
Several things you need to do. Number one, if you're going to get tested for your PSAs, avoid having relations with your wife for about 4 days. It elevates the PSA test. Sometimes they don't bother telling you that. A vitamin D3 is great. Curcumin, turmeric, green tea extract, purple sticks. Give me my purple sticks.
They're right there.
Well, I want the box.
No box for you.
The box.
Dude, look behind you.
Are you the box Nazi?
Can you get around?
All right, there we go. All right, Ted's in the room.
There you go.
Oh, you hit my box. Purple sticks. Right there. Okay? Get the green tea extract in here. Green tea contains polyphenols, basically, they're called EGCG, which inhibit anti-cancer and inflammatory effects. Green tea extract has been studied for its ability to lower PSA levels.
There you go.
Okay? And inhibit prostate cancer cell proliferation. Regular consumption of green tea or standardized green tea extract supplements may contribute to prostate health. I'm not saying it. They are. Omega-3 fatty acids, pomegranate, lycopene, we've talked about that, broccoli extract. All of these things are so important to maintain and manage PSA. It's very, 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 very important, especially when you get older. Now, a lot of people say, well, the PSA tests are inaccurate and they're not very reliable. That's true.
They can vary a lot.
They can vary a lot. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a problem urinating if your PSA goes high or low, but just make sure that you eat the right foods, take the right supplements, especially turmeric.
Inflammatory response, man. Yeah. That's what it comes down to, is inflammatory response.
And if you want to really have a tremendous prostate, you know, whatever, go ahead and take all three of our prostate supplements. Take two to four of those a day for a month. You'd be amazed at how much better your prostate feels and how much less you have to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. I usually go to bed at like 11 and wake up at like 6.
Well, inflammatory responses affect all areas of the body in different ways. That's what I try to explain to people. Is, you know, somebody may be having a prostate inflammation problem, high PSAs. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean, oh my gosh, prostate cancer.
It doesn't mean that at all.
What it means is your body's got inflammation from something. It may have inflammation there for something, or it could be overlapping inflammation.
Could be from the glyphosate.
Could be from glyphosate. Remember, the body, as far as it's all connected, right? We're in one big shell. So when you start having gut problems, you start having kidney issues, you start having toxicity in certain areas of your body, it's going to cause inflammation in certain organs more than others. So look at what you're eating and look how you got to change it. This is an interesting article here, and I told people about this a couple months ago, this whole thing with Iran. Remember, I told you Hungarian dialectic problem action solution. The UN's now warning that the Hormuz disruption is triggering a massive global food crisis as fertilizer supply stalls. Which
we covered this.
Mm-hmm. And so now it's interesting about this. They're now saying that
deals with sulfur.
Food prices are going to start going up, but actually production is going to stop going down. That's a supply and demand issue in a certain sector that cannot be changed very quickly. You start having lack of food production with prices going up, that's a problem for food. That's why I've always told you guys, no matter what, whether you want I got another food bucket down here, whether you want a food bucket from us, you want some MREs, a lot of them taste like cardboard, but whatever, or if you want to have some organic rice and beans stored, or all three, make sure you got some backup stuff, period. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be on that 2 to 3 day just-in-time service like a lot of people live, and something happens, food gets pricey, food doesn't show up. It's bad enough if it's expensive. What if it's not there? And now they're starting to talk about, they bring this up with the UN, talking about how now we may need to start looking into more longevity food supplies like lab-grown meat and other types of plant-based meat now to make everything easier for people to get a hold of that don't rely on fertilizers and whatnot. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's remember how I told you they're going to have a hard time getting people to accept lab-grown meat and plant-based
meat?
Wouldn't
see it in, they wouldn't eat any insects.
Yeah.
Goy slop.
They go, listen, guys, we're out of fertilizer now. We can't grow any of this food. You know, ground beef, organic ground beef is going to be $25 a pound. But, hey, we got you goy slop. It's great. Goyim love it. It's lab-grown meat. It's only $4.99 a pound. Tastes just the same. Don't mind the tumors that start growing after 6 months. Just ignore those. Actually, go to your doctor. They'll give you some more drugs. You can go on for those. And they'll add some more drugs to counteract the side effects from the drugs, from the tumors, from the lab-grown meat. But you'll be fine. You're goyim. This is what you do.
Charlton Heston, Soylent Green. Yeah, they talked about it back in the 70s. That movie he did. I knew Charlton Heston, great guy. And a great weapons guy.
Problem, great, you know. Action, solution. We've got to attack Iran no matter the consequences for your safety because they'll have nukes in 2 weeks. They've been having nukes in 2 weeks for 40 years. Since I can remember time in any media, Iran's always been having nukes in a couple weeks.
Oh, by the way, here's an interesting article. Dual citizenship is allowed for top U.S. government officials, including the senators and Israel and senators and the House and the Senate. But Israel does not allow any dual citizens into their legislature.
Of course they don't. They don't want to have a compromised government.
I mean, and then it says in this article, Israel is the tail wagging the U.S. dog.
That is a good answer right there. Mm-hmm. It's funny, you know, Israel is the largest hydrofluoric acid exporter in the entire world, which is, that's fluoride, largest exporter in the world. But nobody else puts it in their water in Israel.
U.S.-born and bred Ron Dermer, former Israeli ambassador to the United States from 2013 to 2021 and strategic affairs minister since 2022, was required by Israel to renounce his U.S. citizenship before taking these positions. The logic behind this requirement is hard to dispute. Top government officials of any nation cannot serve two masters.
Mic drop on that one.
Mm-hmm. Dermer gave up his U.S. citizenship in 2005, became the economic attaché at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Another Israeli ambassador to the U.S. born, Michael Oren, also relinquishes American citizenship. Both are committed Zionists. However, Amos Hochstein, the U.S. peace envoy to Israel and U.S. senior advisor for energy security, was born in 73 in Israel. He served in the IDF as a tank crewman until mid-1990s and took part in Israel's 1993 invasion of Lebanon.
He's walking around congressional halls in his IDF uniform.
And that's right. In 2022, Hochstein called Hochstein dishonest broker writing, what Israel's to me, Amos Hochstein to the interior minister, he's also an Israeli, a Jerusalemite. If you ask IDF, you'll find he's simply a tank crewman with no more and no less. In a 2012 interview, Hochstein's wife said, my husband is an Israeli. At that time, Hochstein was Deputy Assistant Secretary for Energy Diplomacy in the U.S. State Department. I mean, we go on. I'm going to post this against you guys.
It's almost comical if it wasn't comical. You know, I wonder if Lindsey Graham, your boy in South Carolina.
He's not my boy.
Running around with the Little Mermaid bubbler. Yeah, that guy, Juan. Disney World. Juan, yeah, Bubbler Juan, Little Mermaid. It's 7 years old with no wife and kids. I wonder if he's a dual Israeli citizen.
I don't think he's looking for a sugar baby. Well, it might be a male sugar baby.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think he's looking for
it. Yeah. Get me started on that queer boy. He's the fact that you're at Disney World running around with a bubbler at 70 years old by yourself or with whoever you're with, that just screams pedo, dude. Like, that just screams pedo vibes. Like, why has nobody investigated that queer bait? I mean, really? Little Mermaid bubbler, 7 years old, by yourself, no kids, no grandkids?
Congressman Massey disclosed that every Republican member of Congress, except for himself, has an APAC, American Israeli Public Affairs Committee babysitter to
Marjorie
ensure they
Taylor
don't
Green.
Deviate from Israeli interests. The same is probably true for many Democratic members and explains the 58 standing ovations Congress gave Netanyahu during his July address.
Marjorie Taylor Greene called this out. Mm-hmm. She flat out said every single congressional leader basically has APEC advisors that they're assigned when you get in that position. Guys, figure out who you're going to stay with. You can't. You double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. Right. You can't go both ways with this. You're either pro-American or you're pro-Israel. I don't care what your response is on that. You figure out who you need to stand with. And, yeah. Health Masters is here also to give you all the supplement health needs you need, you want. Stay off the glyphosate. Grab yourself what's on sale. Vitamin C powder, product of the week. This product is an absolute monster. It's a great product on sale. And vote for what you want to see win next week. Also, as product of the week, I think the Purple Sticks are going to be running the game on that one.
Back and forth. Well, if you mix the Purple Sticks with the vitamin C powder, it actually tastes pretty good.
It tastes really good. Really healthy stack. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. As always,
keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. I love you guys so much. Thanks for your support. We'll talk to you tomorrow.